The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
You know, what is repentance, and is it a necessary part of salvation? And many understand the term repentance to mean a turning from sin, regretting sin, turning from it is related to repentance, but it's not the precise meaning of the word. In the Bible, the word repent means to change your mind. And the Bible also tells us that true repentance will result not just in a change of mind, but in a change of heart, which of necessity will also result in a change of action. And so when Jesus said, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and don't begin to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. And so, you know, Jesus talks about repentance. He begins his ministry with that word. The Bible also tells us that true repentance will result in a change of heart and action. And in summarizing his ministry, Paul said, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. In Acts chapter 26, verse 20, think about that statement. It says, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. So what's the connection between repentance and salvation? And the book of Acts focuses on repentance in regards to salvation in Acts 2:38, Acts 3:19. The list goes on and on. So to repent in relation to salvation is to change your mind regarding sin, and then the solution to the sin, which is Jesus Christ. And followers of Jesus, they're familiar with this word, but sometimes they get confused about it. The Greek English lexicon provides an excellent definition of that common Greek word, metanoia. That's the word that's usually translated repentance in the New Testament. It means to change one's life as a result of a complete change of thought and attitude in relationship to sin and righteousness. So repentance isn't, quote unquote, to change your mind about being a liberal or a conservative or an independent or a this or that. Now, we might use it that way, but it would be an inappropriate use from a biblical standpoint. We find in its meaning a conviction that produces action. And so if a person who basically says, I'm sorry for what I did, well, what's your plan to do it again and again and again and again? In Paul's description to the Thessalonians, he said, you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God. These saints displayed three elements of repentance. They turned from their sinful behavior. They turned to God. And listen carefully. It wasn't just a turning from the sinful behavior and a turning to God. It was a turning from the behavior to God with a desire to serve him. It's impossible to turn to God without turning away from sin. Now, again, what does all of this have to do with everything that we've been talking about? It goes back to the earlier question that John MacArthur brought up. Is part of the point of the gospel, is part of the point of the gospel to encourage people to turn from their sin and to turn to God, and then the desire to serve him? So let's ask that question. Is it possible to turn to God without turning away from sin? The answer, I think, in part, when we ask and we answer the question, people who continue to live in habitual sin and think that they're saved, they should be warned. They should be warned that Jesus saves us from our sin, not in our sin. He saves us from our sin. One of the most gifted preachers of the 17th century was a man named Thomas Watson, who defined repentance as a grace of God's Spirit, which enables a sinner to be inwardly humbled and visibly reformed. Now, again, this is 17th century Thomas Watson Puritan stuff. It's the grace of God's Spirit which enables a sinner to be inwardly humbled and visibly reformed. So repentance moves a human being to recognize the wickedness of his or her sin, which produces godly sorrow, which produces this contrite and broken heart that David talked about in Psalm 51, verse 17, where the Lord says that a broken and a contrite heart you won't despise. So when you're convicted by the Holy Spirit, the sinner acknowledges their sinful nature, confess their sin, and then make a heartfelt plea for God's forgiveness. Scripture says that a truly repentant person hates the sin that they once loved, and they're ashamed of it. This is the problem that we face from a cultural standpoint, where the person who's enmeshed, entrenched in sexual immorality, they're invited by the popular culture not to hate their sin, but to love their sin, and not be ashamed of their, and to refuse to be ashamed of it. In other words, when the popular culture says the biblical belief that sexual immorality is wrong is a myth, it is a religious construct, it is a social construct to make you feel bad about what you're doing. But according to the Bible, the Bible offers a promise to the wicked who forsakes his way and turns to God. Repentance produces a genuine desire to be victorious over sin. And then a longing for the day that one day you'll be delivered from your sin. And so repentance produces change. Not just in your mind, but also in your heart, and then in your life. So intellectually, repentance sees sin as an affront to God.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.